SportsRadio610.com. Headlines on this Thursday morning right now.
We start with the Houston Astros. They lose the series to Seattle after a 4-1 loss last night. Charlie Morton takes the loss. He goes 6 2/3, allows 4 earned runs on 4 hits. Astros leading the division, however, still 15.5 games. They're off today before beginning a series in Baltimore tomorrow. Carlos Correa also had thumb surgery yesterday, and here's manager A.J. Hinch with an update on Correa's surgery. Baltimore a little bit disappointing this year, but they've been mashing up on the Rangers yesterday. They beat them 10-2. Guys, I'm going to ask you something. Seth, you're kind of doctory. I feel like you're smarter than me when it comes to this stuff.
Yeah.
Don't you think it would be harder to do surgery on a thumb than like an actual organ? I know it's more important, the organ, than the thumb, but with how tiny it is and how much detail you got,
seems
don't you think
like
it'd
it.
Be harder to do a thumb?
They got all those instruments now, though, where everything's so controlled. It's almost like the doctor's controlling the robot as they do it. That's a good point, Landry. Seemingly so. I know I've watched some orthopedic surgery where it feels like it's like medieval torture. Like they're just ripping stuff and yanking stuff out. And they have mallets, Mike. They have mallets in these orthopedic surgeries and knee surgeries at times. They're just whacking away with a mallet.
It's more gruesome than you think.
Probably no mallets with a thumb surgery.
Yeah.
It did.
What happens when the robots take over?
The robots do it. If it's the robots the way it is in Star Wars, those robots seem like they're on top of it. Those robot doctors, like they diagnose and perform surgery all on the spot. That's not bad.
You know who's
what happens to the doctors? What happens to the poor doctors when they're out of work because the robots have taken over the surgeries?
I mean, this is a concern that people have.
That's actually
radiology, all that kind of stuff.
Then the doctors just have to become the programmers and the directors and everything.
They start running the robots.
I got to learn how to code.
That's what they say. The big thing is learn how to code.
Seth, you can't even start your computer.
I know. My computer's had the same issue for 3 weeks, and I haven't figured it out.
I mean, anytime I watch,
I haven't even called Apple to talk about it.
Anytime I watch my dad, or he gives me instructions on like doing that, like C, like hyphen slash
C colon backslash like colon, CD like, colon backslash,
like all that stuff. He does in DOS and all that. I'm like, what is going on here?
It's amazing how limited my knowledge is of how computers actually work.
Yes,
and I can't survive without one.
Next headline.
J.J. Redick, who just signed a one-year, $23 million deal with the Sixers, was on his uninterrupted podcast, and he talked about the Rockets in free agency. He said the Rockets offered more total money than the Philadelphia 76ers, obviously more years, but that Daryl Morey and the Rockets were willing to pay J.J. Redick big money.
But he didn't go into specifics.
No.
He's basically doing what the Steelers and the Redskins have done now, where he's trying to air dirty laundry to make it look good for him. Like, hey, that's how committed I am to the Sixers. I could have gone to the Rockets for more money. I could have gone to the better team for more money, but I'm going to go to the lowly Sixers where I can be hailed as a hero because I'm J.J. freaking Redick. I'm not buying it. Not buying it at all. I don't know what the terms of the contract were.
Would this have been a bad move for the Rockets, depending on what the nature of that contract would have been?
If it would have been 2 years, what kind of money are we talking? Because he got $23 million from the Sixers.
You got $23 million.
Give me an example.
All right, let's say I'm going to throw out 2 years, $34 million.
Ryan Anderson part two.
Ryan Anderson.
That's not learning from your mistakes, and you got bailed out by Philadelphia.
No, Ryan Anderson, I didn't feel like I could trust in the playoffs. Where J.J. Redick, I would.
You would?
Yeah.
What does he do that Eric Gordon can't do for you?
Consistently hit threes.
I would say he's a better three-point shooter.
Yeah, I feel like from game to game, I feel like he's going to be a potential assassin, much more so than the other guys. Now, as far as...
I think Redick is a better pure shooter. I think Gordon is better creating offense by himself.
Plus, you're not talking about getting rid of Eric Gordon for him.
I would think
I'm not saying that like you got to get rid of Gordon and bring in Redick.
Wouldn't you think they would get rid of Gordon if they brought in Redick?
I think it's a fair hypothetical because you would have had Redick, Gordon, and Anderson's money all year. That would have made things complicated. I mean, the other thing is this: not that PJ Tucker is better than Redick, because that would be preposterous to say, but PJ Tucker is a really nice fit for them. Tucker's a really nice fit for what they need and some of the lineups they can use. So I kind of like what they've done, even though I do think Redick would have fit them. I'm just not sure exactly how that thing would have worked out. Next headline.
Breaking news. Water is wet. The sky is blue, and no witnesses are coming forward in the Zeke Elliott altercation. Witnesses have disappeared. Dallas police have suspended their investigation of an alleged assault that a source said involved Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott, citing a lack of witnesses and an inability to contact the victim. In a statement released Wednesday, the Dallas Police Department said it has made, quote, several attempts to contact the victim through various ways, but at this time, they have not been able to make contact. Elliot allegedly involved in an altercation that resulted in an injured DJ Sunday night at the Dallas Bar Clutch. Training camp starts this week, but it looks like Zeke Elliott will be able to go without facing any police charges because nobody's coming forward.
I wonder, when you're a DJ in particular, you don't want to get a reputation as a snitch. That'd be a bad reputation for a DJ to have. I'm not sitting up here saying snitches or bitches or anything, or snitches get stitches, or either of those things. One of which is something actually people say, and the other is my brain not working. I'm not up here saying snitches get stitches or anything like that. But I would think, like, as far as maintaining a certain level of cred, is that where, as you're a DJ, you don't want to be like litigious, licky DJ litigious something or other. I don't know how the whole thing works. You know, what we have to ask is our guy Eddie DeVille. Because he's a successful DJ. We'll ask him after the show. We'll get some audio from him about whether he don't want to have the reputation of being a snitch, which is stupid. Don't get me wrong. The guy got assaulted, but there you go.
I get the feeling that Landry is very down on Ezekiel Elliott's this investigation being shut down.
He's just a slime ball. That's it.
I mean,
I wonder there's the DJ who's not coming forward. The victim won't come forward and talk to police. But, well, he won't talk to police. The other would be that, I wonder, how's it work in a nightclub where, like, you talk to a few witnesses and the first question is like, so how much X were you on that night?
Yeah.
And the guy's like, oh, I was rolling. I could barely see straight, but here's what I saw.
Let me check your credit card statement. Oh, $175. You must have been quite intoxicated, sir.
It would drive me crazy if I were a Cowboys fan how many players I have going into training camp with all these different issues or suspensions. Next headline.
Everybody loves those CBS Sports Minutes, and the newest star of the CBS Sports Minutes, Ron Feinstein, the evil brother of John, has weighed in on a couple of things that are very polarizing topics among sports fans. He weighed in on Michael Vick, saying that Colin Kaepernick needed to get a haircut, and along the way, he also took a shot at Texans rookie quarterback Deshaun Watson. I'm Ron Feinstein with the CBS Sports Minute. In football, the taking of a knee often symbolizes the end of a game. However, in the case of quarterback Colin Kaepernick, the taking of a knee could symbolize the end of a career. The former 49ers quarterback has been waiting for months for a call from an NFL team following his decision to take a knee during the national anthem. However, earlier this week in an interview, former NFL quarterback Michael Vick, who used to kill dogs, said that all Kaepernick needs to do is cut his hair. Isn't that an easy concept? Former Norwegian philosopher Juambo Muambo Tuambo once said that the hair can only give us so much. Apparently not in Michael Vick's world. In Vick's world, all NFL quarterbacks should have a clean-cut haircut like Deshaun Watson and mingle with President Trump. Who would have thought that instead of waiting months for that NFL call, all Kaepernick had to do was walk into the salon, sign his name, and wait 30 minutes to get that haircut? If only all of us were as smart as Michael Vick. I'm Ron Feinstein.
Good job, Ron. You've got the pulse of the people. I do like... What's the Norwegian philosopher? Noambo Matamba.
Never heard of him.
Yeah, doesn't sound Norwegian.
I just love the way it starts.
Yeah, good job.
With some kind of...
Good job, Ron Feinstein.
Yes. All right, Mark Vandermeer will join us at the top of the hour. What does Bill O'Brien think of this team after they won 9 games last season, but all the numbers did not indicate this was a 9-win football team? How much better do they have to get? We will hear from him.